Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving, folks? I wasn't here yesterday.
I didn't talk about Thanksgiving. I forgot.
How dare you? Yeah. Did you talk about Black Friday shopping or Cyber Monday?
Both of those. Yes, I did discuss both of those and how I kept putting a couple things in my cart and taking them out. My wife is mad at me. She said, you only shop for yourself.
I'm like, the only time of the year you can get stuff really cheap.
Thank you. You understand.
I bought a bunch of gifts for myself.
I bought nothing. I ended up not buying anything.
Here's the thing I have learned. Okay, so go back like 5 years, I'm going to say pre-COVID, whatever. Black Friday was certainly, like, we already know, it's not like it was 15 years ago where you lined up outside a store and beyond, you know. But is that you?
My phone hit. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I didn't know if it was my computer. All right. So, but you would still find online deals on Black Friday. This year and last year, I noticed that Cyber Monday, which I used to think was a joke, because Cyber Monday to me was never as good as Black Friday. The last 2 years, Cyber Monday has been better online than Black Friday shopping.
Really?
Yes.
I found my experience was more like twins, identical twins. It was pretty much the exact same thing.
It was almost the same.
A little different.
It was almost the same, but a little bit better. I'm not going to say it was like fantastically better, but it's almost like now online they've figured out most people spent their money on Black Friday weekend. So they realize to get the last bit, you know, they have to do something a little better. It's just my experience. I don't know. You guys can let us know what you thought, but
you know what it was? There was nothing distinct that made me go, oh, my God, Black Friday deals are great. But did you see what they're doing for Cyber Monday?
Right.
It was just the continuation of sales.
I will just say that Black Friday, I thought overall sale wise, and I did go shop in store. I went to the mall and I went to Target, TJ Maxx, Best Buy. We were at Michael's. My daughter was like, let's go there. New Barnes and Noble store.
Yeah.
Yeah. Went there too. I will say that it was very disappointing everywhere.
Really?
There were no great big deals on anything. Sure, you might find a deal here or there, a certain pair of headphones she wanted. We got a good price. But I will say that the doorbusters were like the sale prices you would see any other time of the year. I'm not kidding you. You used to be able to, and I'm not saying you run out and buy these, but you'd go to Penny's or Macy's and they'd have like $9.99 sweaters and this and this. And very few of that. Like their doorbusters were like $17 to $20. Many of them.
It's inflation. So McDonald's got in trouble for their big doorbuster, which was the $8 10-piece chicken McNugget. To see the outrage about that, people are like, you're kidding me. What would you like? The prices for what we consider to be super, super cheap have just, they've tried to normalize that, and people are starting to push back a little bit. I'm with you 100%.
Right.
I saw something and it was like, if you want these flannel shirts, they're $10. And I'm like, I would do it for $3.
Yeah, I know, right?
But you know where you can't bargain?
Right.
Boscov's isn't, they're not a haggle kind of store.
I definitely had the same experience you had in a lot of online shopping carts, which was, should I buy it? Should I buy it? Should I buy it? No. I would like literally go, do I really need this? And then close out. Like, close out, get away. You know, because they lure you in and then you think, oh, this looks like a good deal. And then you think about it and go, do I really need that?
Someone had texted yesterday and they said they ended up saving $1,000 on Black Friday by agreeing to not buy anything.
And
they were going to use that money and save that money for the spring to buy a shed. And I was like, yeah, that's very practical. But
right. When you have kids.
The proof I gave was, remember getting a savings bond as a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Never exciting.
Not very often.
I got a couple of them and they were never exciting because it was, I'm not going to do anything with my money now. I have to wait for it to mature.
Right.
It's not a fun thing. Right. But if you have the discipline to do it, I'm impressed.
Right.
I'm at the point where I kind of do, but I'm just kind of like, I wish I didn't have it. Mm-hmm. It's nothing fun for me this year.
Right, right.
Maybe I get a couple socks. Great. And I hope they come in pairs. I have 2 feet. So.
That would be good. All right. I quickly want to mention this. I had teased it before we got to the news at the top of the hour. American social media use 2025 edition. So growing shares of adults here say they are using Instagram and TikTok, WhatsApp and Reddit. But YouTube still rises to the top. Now, I would say from all of those there, I use X, Twitter, more than anything, only because of this job. You can usually find breaking news and stuff.
Right.
Instagram, kind of. Reddit, kind of. TikTok, no. TikTok, no. WhatsApp, no. Do you use any of those? TikTok, WhatsApp?
I will go on there every once in a while, but I find myself going, I feel like I get a better personal experience on different apps than TikTok. Instagram,
YouTube?
YouTube, I could probably spend a whole day on YouTube because you can watch stupid things and you can also watch like shows. Like
right.
it really has a little bit
it's
of everything.
It's all over the place. YouTube and Facebook remain the most widely used online platforms. So 84% say they use YouTube. Most Americans, about 71%, also report using Facebook. I bet that age is like 40 plus, but it's a Pew Research Center survey. Half use Instagram. Smaller shares use other sites, TikTok, WhatsApp, Reddit, Snapchat, and X. So what is your top go-to place, folks? Very curious to know what it is for you. 570-883-0098.
It's wild because I don't use Facebook like I used to. And so much so I use it as like a reminder. Like I saw someone last night was posting something about their medical condition and people were like, oh, I'll be praying for you. I reached out to them personally. Mm-hmm. If someone's birthday is, I'll send them a message. I don't want to be just part right. of the comment thread.
Yeah.
I want to have a more personal connection. That's hard for me in real life. But I use it as like almost like a reminder app to be like, hey, buddy, do this. And right. I'm trying to use it's such a hellhole at times.
Yeah. Now, I've really pulled back a lot from Facebook. So much so that I actually fear. I hope that people don't think that I don't care, but I don't post a lot of stuff there. I don't even see the birthdays half the time, to be honest with you. But I don't like this whole AI thing either, because there's so much videos and not just at Facebook, I'm talking about any of these places. And people go, oh my God, did you see this? And then, people going, is this real? Yeah, it's real. No, it's not. This is AI. That right. horrible story. Was that in Brazil where the mentally ill man went into the enclosure with a lion and was attacked and killed? This happened yesterday. This week. Anyway, I immediately saw that and I said, is that, I think it was a tiger, by the way.
Yeah.
I saw that and go, I don't know, is that real? And people were, and then I saw the news story. He was killed.
Yeah.
It was very sad.
One thing,
I don't want to see that.
No.
But, I thought immediately this must be AI.
One thing about the AI videos that are out there, the ones that really seem to catch, if they do even catch on, are ones where they're more silly or I can't believe that happened versus a tragedy.
Right.
Which a lot of those, the mainstream search engine or AI video creation devices won't do violence.
Yeah,
so in that situation, it's hard to tell, but people are going to learn workarounds. I've been playing with where I have tons of different workarounds to make it. I keep challenging myself to break the rules.
Right.
Because it shows anything's possible and it's really freaky.
But because of the fact that there's so much that I don't even know if I believe it anymore, I've just been turned off from all of that anyway. You guys can let us know places that you go online. Do you find yourself more online or less? National story. This thing has just been all over the place since we first heard about the taking out of these what the administration is calling suspected Venezuelan drug boats. There was one incident in particular that happened on September the 2nd. So on September the 2nd, it looked like there was a second strike. So boat is hit and there are reportedly two survivors hanging onto a boat in the sea. And there are people wondering, killing these people at that point. Is that a war crime? That is a concern. And there was an admiral around this time who stepped down and left. And the report is because of concerns about the legality of doing such a thing. And now the administration was denying it. But there's a whole lot more stuff coming out now. And it looks like the administration is throwing this other admiral under the bus. So we do know now that they are admitting there was a second strike, even though there were a number of people who said it didn't happen. Remember, fake news. Even Donald Trump said, the Secretary of Defense said it didn't happen.
Right.
Now, there's a lot of stuff that we have that he has said. Now, I think we have a clip here also of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. When he was asked about it, actually admitted that he was watching it happen in real time.
This is the Fox News clip, correct?
Yes.
Here it is.
So the president is sending a message to other cartels, right?
A very clear one. I can tell you that was definitely not artificial intelligence. I watched it live. We knew exactly who was in that boat. We knew exactly what they were doing, and we knew exactly who they represented. And that was Tren de Aragua, a narco-terrorist organization designated by the United States, trying to poison our country with illicit drugs.
Okay, so he watched it live. Did he give the order? The White House is saying that a Navy admiral acted within his authority in the law when he ordered a second follow-up strike on the alleged drug boat in the Caribbean Sea in September. So, the defense secretary, the lawmakers cited a published report that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth issued a verbal order for a second strike that killed survivors on the boat. Navy Vice Admiral Frank Mitch Bradley, who Leavitt said ordered the second strike, is expected to provide a classified briefing later this week to lawmakers overseeing the military. So now they are not. Leavitt did not dispute the Washington Post report that there were survivors after the first strike. The question is it, first of all, is that a war crime? Is that illegal? Because there are many people in the military who have said that would not be the appropriate response, that you would go in and, I guess, rescue and then follow through legal channels, keep them, apprehend them, charge them, whatever it may be.
Like I hear that. And then I heard another military expert say sometimes the goal and the mission is to destroy. So if you have to destroy, you would send a second
if
shot.
If you felt that they were a threat to you, are two people hanging on the side of a boat in the middle of the sea at that point a threat to you? So it's very interesting how this story has changed from the report is wrong, it didn't happen, to Hegseth now saying he, has confidence in the admiral's decision. While he was watching it live, and there are reports that he may have been the one to make the order, why wouldn't he take responsibility for that order if he felt comfortable that it was legal? Just curious. Just interesting. The story has changed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
There is a top target for Penn State's football coach vacancy. But this thing has gotten pretty chaotic. It really has. We're talking about a coach who the fans love so much, and it looks like leadership at this university loves so much that they are pulling out all the stops to try to keep him. We're going to get into that in just a little bit. We'll get back to some discussion about Penn State's coaching search for their football team. Fans are getting restless. There is a top target in sight, but their fans, the team he's currently with, are doing everything, as well as leadership at the school, it looks like, to try to keep them. So we'll get to that in just a moment. But first, let's take a look at this forecast. We do have this advisory winter weather in effect. Here is Joe Snedeker from Storm Tracker 16.
Hi, folks, and good Tuesday storm day. Joe Snedeker here from WNEP TV. And hey, I mentioned storm, right? The drama. It's only 2 to 5 inches of snow today. We can handle it, but it's one of the first of the season, so it means a lot to a lot of folks. Here's the good news. It's going to be wrapping up by like early afternoon. So if you have to commute anywhere this morning, you're going to be at the onset, should be under an inch. And then by the time you're coming home, 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock, this thing is already done. So the crews will have cleared your road. So it's a good commuter storm if you want to look on the bright side. So 2 to 5 inches of snow today, highs in the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, back to partly sunny skies. Woohoo! 35 degrees. Now, tomorrow night into Thursday, a cold front's going to move through. So Thursday, there might be a few snow showers, a flurry, 35 degrees, but it's going to get windy again Thursday. And then by Friday, we're stuck in the 20s all day, partly sunny. The weekend at this point looks mainly dry both Saturday and Sunday. A weak system may brush us Friday night, early Saturday. That's about it. Now, Nancy, Jason, how do you feel about the snow? We got the hypometer going here at WNEP, and it's already spiking in the red. People are all hyped up. The drama. The storm hype is amazing. Hyperbole, baby. I guess it's what it's all about. Make it a good week. It's up to you.
Yeah. My hype is right in the middle. I'm excited for the beauty. I'm terrified of the danger. And mostly the danger is other people who don't take it seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, don't be an idiot out there. Yeah. They should be like, it's Pennsylvania. We know how to deal with snow. Don't be the exception.
Yeah. Try to just take your time. Some of you may have gotten out early, which would have been a smart thing, too. It looks like pretty much the roads are okay in the area. Once you get more west of Bloomsburg, it looks a little dicier.
Isn't this a good strategy, though? Just, yeah, the roads are good, but don't drive like they are. Drive like you think they might not
right,
be
you could
great.
Hit a slippery spot.
You
that's for sure.
You don't know.
Here we go. This is what's going on in the Penn State coaching search. People are getting very frustrated. Fans are because we are watching other teams hire coaches.
Like everyone. Yep.
And we've had the most amount of time, right, to prepare for this. Now, the athletic director, Pat Kraft, has kept it pretty much under wraps. It has been a very tight-lipped secret what is going on. And right now, they are focusing on BYU coach Kehlani Sitake. Sides have been in discussions. No deal has been signed yet. The sides have met. There is mutual interest. There have been discussions involving staffing and other details. Now, number 11, BYU, plays Saturday against number 5, Texas Tech. That is the Big 12 title game. The winner there secures an automatic bid in the college football playoff. Now, Sitake has been the coach since 2016, and he has done a great job. It's gotten better as he's gone along. And the reports are that Kraft was talking to him more than a month ago. Some of the things that have come to light is just how little money he makes. Now, it's a lot to you or I, $3 million a year.
But
even fans were shocked. Some of them, they go, that's all? $3 million a year at a time. You know, James Franklin, when he was terminated, was making $8.5 million a year. And that is, like, now they're making even more. So the word is, and we don't, nothing is official, but the word is Penn State has offered up to $11 million a year for 6 years. And the ability to, I guess, bring the defensive coordinator with them. He loves BYU.
Yeah.
Sitake, he does. He loves them. But he realizes as well that it is very hard for BYU to make it into the college football playoff system. I mean, it is. You can have an 11-1 season, and because of the strength of schedule and other things, it is very difficult. So this could be partially a money issue. I mean, that's a big deal. But also, where do you go from there? Do you stay there? Are you happy there? Is it just about money and respect? Or is it, I want to get to the next level? Because there's no question Penn State would get them, you know, more opportunities to get into the college football playoffs. You know, it's just a whole change in the conference and everything.
Like, timing is everything. He just signed an extension at the end of last season. So this was his first season on this new extension.
Yeah, but everyone just goes year to year. They don't have, like in perpetuity, but he doesn't have that long term.
But all of a sudden, you're hearing all these huge numbers. So what he thought might have been the biggest deal ever suddenly doesn't necessarily match up. So that, who knows, he could be playing Penn State.
There's word, he could be using it for leverage to get more money. There's word that he and the athletic director, who was just announced back in May there. There are some issues there between the two of them. And other rumblings, again, all of this is coming through, you know, anonymous source, but people supposedly in the know, that the athletic director was not as keen on matching an offer, but that leadership at the school was very much keen on giving him more money. And what's funny is Crumble Cookie has the CEO there is a huge BYU donor. And he was like, some things are irreplaceable. I need to get off, you know, I need to get out and do something about this, was, you know, paraphrasing what he said. But people are saying, is Crumble Cookie going to kill this deal for Penn State?
Crumble Cookie, a cookie company. There's one in Dixon City.
Yeah.
But it's basically got really popular because, like, viral videos, and they're not bad cookies.
Is he going to all of a sudden start putting money in? And people are like, oh, is the church going to start putting money in? Whatever it may be.
Is he going to chocolate chip in?
Now, another report was they got more money for him in their counteroffer, but it's not quite what Penn State has. And he was going to sleep on it. Now, there's other reports today, because people follow these flight trackers, that there is a flight from State College to Columbus, Ohio. And the thinking is there a visit to Brian Hartline, offensive coordinator at Ohio State, who seems very interested in getting a head coaching gig? Supposedly has been on the radar for other teams as well. So
it's interesting, too, because his name, when it first came up, was like, well, that'd be kind of good. Give this guy a chance. All of a sudden, as these jobs fill up, it seems like this is the guy who's like the prince waiting to become king. Any job he wants, it seems like, could be his.
Right. That's what I've seen. However, I did hear, and again, these are all these, you know, sites that have insiders that say, you may not want a Brian Hartline, because supposedly Brian Hartline is insisting that he can leave at his will.
Like, hi, I'll take this job, but I want an exit plan.
Because there's a lot of concern that would he want to, he loves, and you know, Ohio State. Right. Would he just stay there to bide his time if Ryan Day ever gets to the NFL or something? I mean, you know, people are just guessing at this point.
I don't know how they do contracts in college football. I just know in the radio world, which is far less money, they're like, yeah, you sign this deal, you can't talk to anyone. It's like this, the fact that these, Sitake in BYU, he just signed his deal in December of 2024, and they called it a long-term extension at that point. And he can leave. We've seen this with other coaches where they're like, oh, yeah, I just signed an extension, but I can leave.
But how disrespectful. I have to be honest with you, and this is not, I think he looks like a great coach. I'd love it if Penn State would get him. I would wonder if I were him, how disrespectful has it been for him to be a coach there and just be getting like $3 million? I'd be like, wow, now when I say I want to leave, you find money, but you didn't have that respect for me in the past. That's just what I'm thinking. Other, you know, there are some BYU people who are like, Penn State doesn't deserve him. You know, they don't understand how great he is, because there were a lot of people on social media, Penn State fans, who are like, who is this guy? He has no connections to the East Coast. How is he going to, you know? And I'm thinking, well, you may see that they don't deserve him, but do you deserve him if you've had him and he's done so well and you've paid him so little? It's really wild. All right. They're also known as a basketball school. So a lot of their money goes to the basketball player. There's one there who makes $7 million.
Wow.
This is a great question for Johnny Lucas. Do you, Johnny?
Not really.
Would you rather if the snowman could rebuild you at this point?
Yes.
Joint issues and things like that can be rough. This one's making me get choked up. We stop this song?
Remember, don't listen to him.
Well, I'm just saying, emotionally, I can't handle it. My daughter sang this for about 3 years straight, and I haven't heard it in a couple of years, and it just hit me.
Oh, that is sad. When they no longer...
Don't listen to her.
It is 8 o'clock. We've run out of time talking about so much. Oh, I love this. Kalani Sitake, the pros and cons of Penn State's top coaching candidate. Will we steal him away from BYU? And what's next for Pat Kraft if he doesn't come along? Do we have a coach at some point?
Does he know a wizard who can conjure up a coach?
Oh my gosh.
I was looking, by the way, this past season, the top 40 highest paid coaches in all of college football. Number 40 makes just almost double what Sitake makes at BYU. And that was the coach at North Carolina State. So these are...
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you. I'd be pretty ticked off if I were him.
If they can find the money, if that's all this is, you triple his salary. He stays, everyone stays happy.
I still feel like it's more than just a money thing.
At this point, it could be.
I think it's also I want to get to that next level. Yeah. And I just, you know, as great as they are there, it's very hard to get into that championship bracket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.